Freya, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you on board. So to start off with, when did this trend of naked tourism start?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I wrote this article on The Conversation, and I thought it was relatively new. I was guessing in the last few years with the impacts of social media. But some of the old hands are telling me there's nothing new in this. But maybe what it is that the social media is getting it out there and people are sharing the images more than they would have in the past. So this thing of getting naked seems to be something cultural in Western countries like Australia.
And why do you think that so many people are getting on board with this trend? What makes it so popular?
Well, there's a superficial aspect of it, of look at me kind of thing, you know, that you're showing yourself and taking photos and wanting to get some reaction to it through social media. So it's a bit of attention seeking. But I would like to say that, you know, there may be more to it, that when you hear people talk about it, and they're doing it after climbing mountains or being in these beautiful, iconic locations, there does seem to be a deeper element to it, too, than just this narcissism that you see in some instances. It seems to be a feeling that you want to acknowledge the beauty of the place through this, you know, extreme action.
And so what are some of the locations that people have been posing that have caused controversy?
Well, you've mentioned some of them in your opening to this with Machu Picchu. It's happened at Angkor Wat, and there were three French men that were charged for this. I think some Aussies dropped their dacks, though, at the Malaysian Grand Prix and offended people. So it's happening in different places. But the one that's really concentrated my mind happened in May in New Zealand at one of the Maori mountains, Taranaki, where a Playboy playmate took a picture of herself after she had climbed that mountain. And I think she just had on a hat and some gloves or something. And she really offended the Maori custodians of that mountain.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one, actually. And the Malaysia, yeah, I think it was the 6 or 9. That I do remember the media circus surrounding that one as well.
Yeah, so it's happening in different locations and probably for different reasons.
And, I mean, how do you suppose that this issue is best combated? Is it just a matter of education?
I think so. I mean, there's one thing about choosing the right place. Here in Australia, it may not be such a bad thing to do it. But again, you know, you can upset families if there's young children around. So the question is about the place and the sensitivities. When we're talking about countries that have completely different culture and religious values, you're going into their homes and being accommodated or hosted by them. And so it's just bad behavior. So, yes, I think education's the key. When people travel to other cultures and other countries, they ought to be educating themselves about what the practices and the values are, and then responding to that with respect rather than being selfish and imposing their own values on people. But there is also legislation and laws that people are breaking. So if they do the wrong thing, and as happened in Angkor Wat, those young men were charged and actually, I think, deported for that behavior. And there can be quite severe penalties for this. So it's also about being not only respectful, but following laws and regulations.
And I think that's what it comes down to as well, just respecting the culture that you're in. Freya, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Tess. It's been fun to talk to you.